What up, y'all? We getting started ASAP. We ain't wasting no time because I'm only going to be on an hour. And this is how we're going to do it. If we get the donations we need, I will be back in 2 hours after I end. 1.5 to 2 hours after I end this stream, I will come back if we get the proper donations. I will come back tonight. But if not, I won't. So we're going to do a quick live, depending on what that paper looking like at the end of the hour stream will dictate if I come back in a couple hours. Let's get started. You dig? Let's do it. We ain't wasting no motherfucking time. We ain't wasting no time this time. We ain't wasting no time. We ain't wasting no time this time. We ain't wasting no time. We ain't wasting no time this time. Hey, sing it with me. We ain't wasting no time. We ain't wasting no time this time. Hey, birthday coming up next week, so I'm taking birthday donations too. Whoever looking at the replay, go ahead and hit a link below. Show the brother some love for his upcoming B-Day. But yeah, I'm gonna wait at least a couple of minutes to see if some people will hop in. But we ain't wasting too much time this time. I need y'all to check out an artist named Willie the Kid. I'm gonna shout him out again. He dropped a project last week. One of the dopest lyricists ever. He got a new project. It's called Douche Marks or something. That's kind of funny, Douche Marks. I think I might be pronouncing it wrong. Either way, check him out. His name is Willie the Kid. But yeah, I'm going to at least let a couple people get in here and then we're getting right to it. Right motherfucking to it. Matter of fact, let's just start. Everybody hit the like button. Let's get it.
And yeah. I'm the original pineapple, okay? Original pineapple girl.
Did you say where you're from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, you still live in Brooklyn?
I do.
I don't know what's wrong with my audio, but hopefully y'all can bear with it. Hopefully it's not too terrible. I didn't have time to figure it out. But anyway, let's do the VA vets visual analysis. All right, she kind of reminds me of Jada Pinkett, so I'm taking off 5 points for that. Now, you guys got to let me know in the comment section, what do you think about short haircuts on women? She can pull it off. Her face is attractive enough to pull it off. But I'm going to take points off. You know? See, a woman's whole motivation should be to get a man at a certain point. That's one of her biggest life goals, should be to get a man and then get a family, so on and so forth. So short haircuts, men aren't really a fan of them. I don't know if she got a medical condition or what, but I'm taking off 5 points for the short hair. I'm taking off 5 points because she looked like Jada Pinkett, kind of. And I'm taking off 5 points for whoever name is tattooed on her shoulder blade. So we already starting off at negative 15 points. And before we continue, let's check out her. I think I got her. Well, I did have it pulled up. Let's see. It's not good. Hold on. Oh, cap lock was on. Don't you hate when that happened? All right. Let's see if we can get her pulled up. She already should pull up. Yep, let's check her out. So, first picture on her Instagram is naked. So that should tell us everything we need to know about this woman. 17,000 followers, too much for my blood. Her follower count is too rich for my blood. Don't like to see it. So she thinks she's a celebrity. I would say anything over 5,000 followers, the bitch is going to think she a celebrity. What else? It's giving ghetto. You know, color me judgmental. Smile, baby. What you looking all mean for? Yeah, they hate when you tell them to smile, which is stupid. Anything to get triggered about. Is that another naked picture? Yeah. I'm not feeling it. Tattoo on the back of the neck, that's a toxic spot. So I'm going to take another 5 points off of that. So we had negative 20 already. I need everybody to hit the like button when you hop in. I'm taking birthday donations because my birthday is coming up next week. And I'm trying to get to a $15 goal for me to come back tonight and do another hour stream because I'm doing a quick stream. So send the donations in. I'm about to put the links at the top of the chat. More nakedness. Yeah, we've seen it all before. We've seen it all before. Hold on, let me put the links at the top of the chat. Bear with me. Just be easy for 2 minutes. Easy. 2 minutes. Easy. Do I sound robotic? 2 minutes. Easy. I probably do. Bear with me anyway. Hold on. Let me throw these links in the top of the chat so y'all could donate if you want me to come back tonight and do a part two of this stream. You know, we about to get back to the video. Give me 1 second. Post these links in the chat and we gonna get right back to it. You dig? Posted that already. Bear with me. Links are officially at the top of the chat. If you want me to come back tonight, hit them donations up. I'm pinning the Cash App at the top of chat, and let's get back to it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's toxic, but, you know, it loves me.
What's toxic?
Why are you saying it's toxic?
Because, you know, it's toxic. I'm trying to leave, but, you know, the work and the people keep calling, and my family's here, and my friends, and, yeah, I'm in a toxic relationship with New York. I tell that to everyone.
Oh, she's from New York. So automatic 10 points off for being a New York girl. What's poppin', nigga? I'm from New York, nigga. What up, nigga? What up, son? Nah, I don't need that type of energy in my life. So where we at? I think we had negative 30 points off top.
Okay. Hey, people remember your gap, and they're like,
what happened?
Gap is not there anymore, or it's, almost not.
Yeah, a little bit. It's closing.
It's closing.
Yes, it's in process. Sometimes I take out the braces to like just to slow down the process, but yeah.
So you're done with it?
I want it smaller.
What do y'all think about the gap? Is the gap sexy? I mean, I guess guys is filling the gap. Yeah, I don't know. Does she got yellow nails? I'm nitpicking her, but yeah. Nah, I'll let it slide.
That's all.
Smaller.
I don't think we're completely done. I have to go to Africa first, and you know.
Why? Because in Africa, they like the gap?
They love gaps. So we gonna go there first, and then we gonna close it up.
Okay. Hey, I hear you.
So wait, you talking about going to Africa and keeping the gap for the men in Africa? Well, just never mind.
They say you look better. She got that Invisalign. Yes. She did. All right.
Shout out to Invisalign.
Okay, so you are still single. You are still single?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, what are you looking for in a man?
I'm looking for someone who can communicate well. I don't need nobody on top of me, but I want them to be supportive of everything that I do, and I want to support them. I just want to build. I just want to build with somebody. I don't know. It's a little tough out here. It's a little weird, but.
Look, them nails is too long. The claws and the yellow. So, yeah, I'm going to take off 5 points for that. So, we had negative 35. Look, ma'am, nobody's really trying to build with a woman your age. That time has passed. You know, you've been dating boys, males, since you were 15. I don't know how old you are. You're definitely over 30. You know, let's just say you are 30. 15 years of dibbling and dabbling with, you know, dicks and balls. Over, it's almost 2 decades. You're not an ugly woman. So what the hell has the problem been? There's no... Look. I was talking about this earlier. With a woman at that. Women aren't relationship material, and I don't know if they ever have been. When women are being themselves, they're not relationship material. If they can figure out how to shut the fuck up and just sit down somewhere and suck a dick from time to time and make a sandwich from time to time, okay. But when they're being their true, genuine selves, women are not worth being in relationships with and living with. Well, okay, live out girlfriend, but they're not worth living with, fucking period. Women are unbearable to live with. So, look, I'm getting off track. She's been dating for almost 2 decades and haven't been able to figure out how to make nothing work. What does that mean? It means she can't be a good deal. It means she cannot be a good spouse at this point. Too much damage, too much baggage. Look, just know. Just know. If she was so great, she would have figured out how to make something work with a guy. Let's break this down real quick. Because I don't think, wait, before I break it down, shout out to Gold Son. I need y'all to let me know how the audio sound. I know it might sound a little fucked up, but is it bearable? I need somebody in the chat to let me know if it's at least bearable. If it's not, we still riding this out, but I just want to know. But let me break this down real quick. Because I don't know if guys understand. Because us guys, most guys ain't swimming in pool like that. And most guys' dating history from 15 to 30, it's pretty dry. Maybe a girlfriend here and there. Maybe they got lucky after a party here and there. But if you really dive into the average man's dating history from 15 to 30, it ain't really much popping there. So that's why we can't fathom the volume that women have from 15 to 30. So let's just break this down a little bit. She's an attractive woman. And she was even more attractive and cute. She was 15. Well, you know, don't report me to the authorities, but you know what I mean. So let's just look at high school. It's no big deal for a woman to talk to 10 dudes in freshman year of high school. Maybe not sex with all of them, but to have 10 talking stages in ninth grade alone. That's no big deal. You know what I mean? And let's just say she has sex with 3 of them in ninth grade. So boom. And then she repeat that for every year of high school. So she had 40 talking stages before she even graduated high school. And what, 3 years and 12 bodies before she graduated high school and even became an adult. Think about the damage that's already been done before she even graduated. Her pair bonding ability has already been wrecked before she even could buy cigarettes. And that's just high school. I go over 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 year old women on my channel and on these lives. Did you hear what I just said? That was just high school. 40 talking stages just in high school. Let alone from 18 to 35. The average attractive woman, this is me being conservative, the average attractive woman has had 100 talking stages with 100 different men. I mean, obviously, but you see what I'm saying? The average attractive woman has had at least probably 10 boyfriends by the time she turned 35. At least, that's me being super, 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 super conservative. Think about how fucked up that is. 100 talking stages, 10 boyfriends, and you couldn't make it work with anybody. So what's going to make me lucky 101 Dalmatian? What's going to make me the 101st lucky Dalmatian? Like, think about that for a minute. You're not going to be lucky 101. There's going to be a 102 and a 103 and a 104. So it's a waste of your fucking time to try to take this woman serious or any woman like this serious. It's not smart for a man to take a woman serious after 25. After 25, look, it's just live out girlfriend. Now, look, I'm going on a fucking tirade. Let me just press play.
We're going to figure it out eventually.
Okay.
And like before, I was a little more open-minded. You know, you have like every kind of nationality on here, which I love the most, but I love my chocolate man. I do.
So I, you are a black guy.
I want my chocolate. But I had a lot of ladies hitting me up after that, the first show.
Ladies?
Ladies. The ladies was out, okay?
You know that's funny because they don't come to the show.
And they watch.
They watch, I guess. Yes.
They watching.
Okay, so you want chocolate? How tall?
Chocolate. I'm 5'9". Honestly, that doesn't really matter. I'm not opposed to like height. Height is not like a thing. So don't be too sure. But like, you know,
5'6" is good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, let me see what she's gonna say.
As long as they're not intimidated with me, that's the whole thing. Like, as long as you're like secure within yourself, mm-hmm. you can rock. But if you're not secure, we cannot.
I don't like the intimidation word. So look, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give her 5 points back for saying she would date a 5'6" dude. So that takes her down to 30 points, -30 points. But I'm gonna give her the 5 points back. For using the word intimidation and a man being intimidated, even hinting at a man being intimidated. So she back at -35. I need y'all to send y'all donations in. Let me do my e-begging spiel again. I'm looking for a show sponsor starting at $5. That would make you the king of the stream unless somebody dethrones you with a higher donation. I'm also looking to meet the 1 hour goal in order for me to come back later tonight and do another hour live stream, which would be $15. So we need the $15 goal for me to come back tonight. And it's a $25 goal for me to do a bonus stream tomorrow night. So send the donations in. Links are at the top of the chat. Let's get it.
Okay. What about, do you have an age range?
Ooh. Because honestly, some younger people, they are more mature than the older people. It's weird. So you never really know. And then you try to go with older men, and then it's like they act like they're 20-year-olds, and then
yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure that part out, honestly.
Okay, so no age range. You're open.
Yeah, I'm open. Let's stop at like, let's stop at 40.
Okay, what's the youngest?
28.
I don't know how old she is. I mean, I would say at least 30. But look, this is the energy all women who come on these shows should have. They should have a super open energy because they're not in any position to really bargain. Even if they look good, like your dog shit far as to take serious. So all these women should be coming on talking about he can make 20K. He could be 5'5". I just need a man. I'm down bad. I'm still single at 30, 35. Just be a good dude and have a job and just, you know. Just have all your teeth. I'll take you. That's the energy all these bitches need to have despite what they look like and despite how sexy their bodies are. When you think about the reality of what they are to live with, like in reality, aside from like take all the makeup off, forget the Instagram pages, like who she is in reality day to day. Oh, she's the equivalent to a homeless man in the dating market. So they need to, all these bitches need to come with this open energy. And look, I'll accept damn near anything at this point. That's the energy they need to come with. Well, not to come across desperate, but they need to just be open. Any height, any job, any salary, and they should just have character requirements.
Okay. Okay, Tony. What about what they do or how much they make. Is there a minimum for you?
They just have to have something. have something. Have a job. Have something you're working forward to. If you're an entrepreneur, I understand how that goes because I'm one as well. So it's like, I get it. I'm very understanding when it comes to a lot of things. So I'm not like, you got to have this amount of money. But be able to provide. If you know you're not able to provide, I don't think you should even be dating, honestly. So.
Ma'am, you're not in a position to be provided for. Said it before, I'll say it again. I'll say it quick because y'all heard it before. Getting provided for is for 18 to 25-year-old women looking to get on a man program and looking to push out three of his kids and homeschool the kids and cook three meals, et cetera, et cetera. It ain't for boss bitches who've been ran through by the streets who tatted up and on YouTube looking for a man. It ain't for you. It ain't for your kind. You ain't the archetype. Fuck that provider shit. Take it out of your vocabulary.
If you know you can provide and protect and serve your family, then yeah. Do your thing. I'm here.
So, do you want
to
give me an amount?
No.
No.
Because if you hear, and you're trying to talk to me, you should know. Come on. Like.
Uh-oh. Is that arrogance? I was going to say she being fairly kind of cool to be an attractive woman, but now I'm getting arrogance. I'm getting arrogance. So what does that mean, ma'am? 100K? Like, what does it mean?
Besides that, it's just automatically pineapple.
Some girls feel like 100 is the minimum. Some other girls are like, I'm cool with 70, you know?
I'm telling you, because I met people with, and the more money they make, the more problems they got. Like, it's just, it varies. It varies per person. So, it varies.
All right. So, I think we did everything. The age, height, money, and how they look. Okay. All right. Then we're going to start. You ready? The room is almost full for you already. So, guys, if you want to come, you send me an email at mellymonaco1@gmail.com. Or you help yourself, there is a link in the description of this video and you can just click it and you get in the room. All right, so let's see, we're gonna start with Taekwondo. Let's go.
Taekwondo?
Yeah. Hello.
Taekwondo.
What's going on, ladies?
How are you?
What's going on? I heard you was looking for some chocolate. You gotta be careful what you wish for. I almost got kidnapped when you asked for that. They tried to get me. They tried to take me out the window or something.
You a singer?
No, baby. I am music.
Ooh.
I am music. You feel me? Use it or lose.
Okay, yeah. See, he's coming with the right energy. He's the type of dude that gives the vibe. You know, he seemed like he's a handsome dude, no homo. It seemed like he got the gift of gab. This is what they like. This is you. This is not the guy who's going to be stable and marry you and et cetera, et cetera. They're like dogs walking into a wall. I don't even know what to compare them to. What up, Mystic? Appreciate you. Everybody hit the like button. I guess everybody did hit the like button. I told everybody I was coming on at 8. It's before 8. But yeah, send them donations in if y'all want me to come back and do an hour stream. I'm getting off in 30 minutes. I'm doing a quick stream. And then if I get some donations in, I'll come back and do another stream in an hour or two.
Yes. Now listen, you said something about the age, but it ain't about the age. It's about what page you're on. You feel me? Because you don't want to get mistook with the wrong book.
Oh, God. Like, bro, is he a pimp? He's probably a pimp. But, like, don't rhyme, bro. If you a P-I-M-P, at least don't rhyme. Oh, gosh. He a fake pimp. Like, I heard some pimps rhyme and make it smooth, but that just sounded corny. Look at her face. Look at her face. Yeah, women's faces don't lie, man. If you want to know how a woman feel about you, especially a black woman, just peep the faces. Peep the expressions. She is done and disgusted when she heard this nigga rhyme. I don't blame her on this one. He was doing good, like, but yeah. I think it's a wrap for him. What up, Highlander?
Okay.
Now, read me something, Shanice. Mm-hmm. You're single and ready to mingle. What's the dating scene like? What's going on? What's going on with the business?
What is that you smoking? Hey, babe.
Is it nothing in there? Like, this nigga smoking a pipe with nothing in it? Well, he ain't smoking anything, but it's just, yeah, this is ridiculous. Don't be like this guy, fellas. That's my advice. Oh, man.
It's the pack. It's the pack of life.
What is going on? What is that? Why are you acting like you're smoking something?
It's not
even lit.
It's not. I'm lit.
How old are you, Taekwondo?
21 with a whole lot of fun.
Ooh, that's why you're acting like that. Your personality don't go with that shirt.
No, the shirt. See,
you guys.
She about to roast. I don't blame her. But see, yeah, black women will roast you quick, man. But see, that's why I can't rock with black women, or a lot of women will try to roast. I mean, it's just a woman thing, period, but especially black women. Black women will just really get on you. It's so not feminine, though, to try to roast a man as a woman. So not feminine. But yeah, one of the many reasons why I can't fuck with B-dubs.
The camera don't really capture, but it's a silk shirt, smooth.
It's animated.
Because I'm animated. See, I gotta answer for that.
See, I was thinking she was gonna pineapple him already, but this bitch a goofball too. So she probably liked this goofball. Like, she laughing. I don't know. You could say she laughing at him, but she haven't pineappled him. So what does that tell you?
Hey, then I'm the man with the plan.
Okay, tell me, what do you have to offer?
Shit, what don't I? Well, could we start with a smaller list?
Give me a list.
But in terms of what? A relationship or the man that I am?
Shanice, what you want to know? Relationship or the man that he is?
First of all, you're 21, so you probably didn't have a lot of relationships, like real relationships. So let's who are you as the 21-year-old smooth man you are?
Well, one thing about me, I consider myself a public speaker. You know what I'm saying? I like to talk to people, connect, dive into their souls. You see what I'm saying? And I use the internet the way to spread my message.
I can't take this shit no more. So we gonna go to something else. This nigga driving me crazy, man. I'm trying to see, do I got time? I don't think I got time to go over that one. Let's see. I think I know what I want to do.
We were thrilled to find out we were pregnant again.
But when the pregnancy wasn't viable, an abortion was the...
Ever feel like there are just too many digital marketing tasks your business needs? SEO, web design.
Welcome to my channel, or welcome back to my channel. Let's talk about why so many black women are single.
Okay.
I've done this video 2 times already, but I'm going to do it again. And I want to have some stats with me, because you guys really act like I'm a news anchor. You go, well, she didn't state this fact and she didn't state this fact. So this time I wrote it like a thesis. Okay, so that we can have a legitimate conversation about why so many black women are single. But before I jump into that, I do want to highlight that 85% of black men marry black women. So the argument that black men are only marrying outside of their race is not true. I've done a video on why black men are marrying white women and women that are not black, but I didn't say the majority of men. I just highlighted and stated that there are men that are choosing to marry women outside of their race. Okay, so people got really upset about it.
I feel sorry for dudes that only date black women. Like, real shit. They want to keep it real with their people, or maybe they just genuinely aren't attracted to other races of women. Shit, I'd be single. If I wasn't, I'd just be by myself. I don't care if I was only attracted to B-dubs. I just would be by my motherfucking self. Yeah, hell with that. I'll be right back, y'all. I'm going to let it play.
Okay. So I want to make it clear that black men are marrying black women, 85%. But black marriages now, over 60%, are likely to be divorced. So although black men are marrying black women, they are likely to be divorced. And then black men will say, well, black women are initiating the divorces. And so I want to share, and that is true, especially educated black women are the ones, they say 90% likely to file for divorce. So let me give you a few reasons why there are so many black women single in America. Wrote it down so we can, this could be good talking points, okay? So gender ratio. There are fewer eligible black men than black women in the US, primarily due to higher rates of incarceration, early death, and lower marriage rates among black men. So even though black men will marry black women, how many times have we heard black men, and it's usually younger black men, stating this over 50%, like 53%, have never been married and are child-free, right? But then they're not getting married. Why aren't they getting married?
What? Who the fuck want to marry those hyenas? Like, and the crazy thing is, it's not even just that black women are so fucking terrible and so undesirable to black men. They're proud to be a huge pain in the ass. They're proud to be disrespectful. They proud to not give a fuck what a nigga think. It's sad, and there's no coming back. I don't think there's any turning around. My advice, if you a decent black person, stay the fuck away from the 80 percenters. Fucking period. Go move in a white neighborhood and live a happy life. Fuck trying to save your people and all that stuff and keeping it real with your people. Fuck that.
Why aren't they getting married? So it's very few that will and can, but they won't, and they use it almost like a badge of honor, okay? But there are a lot of black men that are in prison, so I'm going to do another video on that. There are women that are actually talking about they want to be married, and they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s. Even a woman I looked at yesterday, she's 62, and she was like, I'm done. She lost her husband, he passed. But she's 62, and she wants to date men her age with the goal of getting married again. Like, just because.
What kind of delusional? Why do you even want to get married at that age? Just had you a friend with benefits that you play bingo with and call it a fucking life. They never let go of these fairy tale concepts. I don't know. Yeah.
Because you're older does not mean that
you're not fit for marriage. If you're a 40-year-old B-dub that been fucking with pookies for 20 years, you're not qualified to be married. That shit ain't gonna work out anyway. I know you just want to get married so you can say, oh, I was married before. Like, yeah, I was married. I've been there and done that.
You don't want to.
Because like I said, if you marry a woman, I usually say after 25, but definitely after 30, she's not marrying you because she loves you. Her clock is ticking. She got to have kids. She got to get that title so she can brag about it throughout her life. Or, like I said this before, too, it's a way of validating her bullshit past. So in the future, when people say, oh, well, have you ever been married? Oh, yeah, I've been married before. Oh, okay. You must be a decent human being. I thought you were one of these hoes just, you know, running around with every other dude and getting plowed at bars and stuff. No, she was that. But if she says she was married before, you don't ask further questions.
Have a companion, have someone to love you and care for your well-being as you care for theirs. So she's 62, but she said at her age, she said she's at her best health. She's going to the gym, taking care of health, taking these vitamins.
Well, I'm better than ever. You know how stupid, like, from a dating perspective, I'm a 62-year-old woman. I'm better than ever. I'm more fit now to be a wife than I ever was. That is just absurd.
She's really taking care of herself. She said the men that her age, even as young as 45, she said she hadn't met too many men that didn't already have, black men that didn't already have health complications, whether it was ED or...
Here's the big secret about women. We want you to flirt with us. We even want...
No. No, no, no. We in a new era now, bitches. You gotta flirt with us.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, other things, other complications, especially as they hit 50 and definitely 60. She was like, I would just be a nurse, basically. So a lot of, as our black men are getting older, they're not taking care of themselves. So even if they were to, and I can say all, I'm not saying all, some, and this is her story, okay? Because I have not dated men, I think the oldest has been like 51. But, and even he also had diabetes, high blood pressure, and was smoking. And y'all say, well, you should have stayed and supported him. For what? He didn't take care of, I'm not going to take care of no grown man.
Well, stay single. That's your fucking job as a woman, to take care of a man for his whole life, you bitch. Look, this is... look. Every video I go over just cements everything I say. You hear it from the woman's mouth. You know? When people watch my videos, look, just listen to the bitches. Ignore what the misogynist, the quote-unquote misogynist, is saying, and just listen to what these bitches are saying. She basically saying she don't want to be a decent human being. I'm not going to take care of a grown man. Well, what the fuck do you think a companionship is about, you idiot? Okay, I'm getting too frustrated. Let me just chill. Send the donations in. Send the birthday donations in. My birthday coming up this week. Send the donations in so I can come back tonight. I want to come back tonight and do another hour. We got to meet the $15 goal for me to come back tonight and do another hour. Donation links is at the top of the chat.
Unless I'm his wife, I'm not going into a relationship and dating knowing that I'm going to have a person that is like highly likely to have a stroke, highly likely to have a heart attack. And that's a reality.
Well, why couldn't you make something work with a man this past 30 years? Yeah, I understand that dating at this age is, you know, a shit show. But the reason why you're still single, because you've been a shit show up to this point. Good women don't got to worry about being in a dating market, you know, unless their husband died. And it don't sound like that situation is your situation. Your situation is your dog shit, and you couldn't make a relationship work with a man, even though all you have to do to make a relationship work with a man is shut the fuck up, make a sandwich, and suck a cock from time to time. And you couldn't get that right.
And it's trauma for me, because I literally watched my mother have a stroke. And she's paralyzed and 90% dependent. So, and I'm changing adult diapers. So for me, I'm like, are you crazy? No way, I'm not getting into a relationship knowing dang on well that I'm gonna be a nurse. Anyhow, that's another story. Another thing is educational and economic disparities. So since so many more black women are being educated, they're starting to see a big change, a shift in the mindsets of black women, where they're not only being educated, but they're using that education to get higher paying roles. And a lot of men say, well, just because women have degrees doesn't mean they're making more money. Not always, but some of the time.
Go make all the money. Go live by yourself. You're right. Let's just say you're right. Men are trash. And y'all making all the money, y'all getting all the degrees. So go live your happy fucking life and just don't worry about men. We're so terrible, you're so wonderful. Well, go live your wonderful motherfucking life and just stop worried about the male gender. Stop making videos, just go do your motherfucking thing.
They are, especially once they get out of debt. Once they get out of that student debt, they are making some good money, okay? And it depends on the type of women that you're attracting. But from my circle, women that are educated are making very good money, okay?
And black women are huge bitches if they make 40K. Even if they work their way up to 40K, they think they're fucking Oprah. You know? And they love to have the opportunity to belittle a man. A black woman's favorite pastime is belittling a black man and tearing down a black man for fun. He didn't even do nothing wrong. He'd be a stranger black man. They love it. If they have any excuse to act like they're better than a black man, they run with it. You're fucking unbearable. Terrible and unbearable. Some of the worst people on this planet. A black woman who educated with a good job.
And then the cultural expectation. There is a cultural expectation that black men should only marry black women and black women should only marry black men. But I find that black women are more loyal to the concept of only wanting to be with a black man. Like what?
Yeah, because the black man is awesome. Okay, here's the thing. Yeah, y'all love this black dick. You love everything about us. You love our style, the energy. You love everything about us. You're not good enough for us. I'm just going to leave it at that.
My daughter, none of my friends' daughters, she is like platinum, like a platinum beauty. Like smart, talented, getting her doctorates, becoming a doctor. She is 28 years old, very beautiful, very talented, very smart, and she wants to be married to a black man. Now, in medical school, it's hardly any. She's seen some, but not very many that were interested in her as a black woman. A lot of them are, from her school, from her perspective, a lot of men in the medical school aren't dating women, black women. Okay, a lot of them are in interracial relationship.
Right, they're smart. They're in medical school. They're intelligent brothers. They're making a better decision. Like, I think all women ain't shit these days, but black women are the worst. So, yeah. Most white women ain't shit either, but I take my chances on a white woman before I take my chances on a black woman. I take my chances on a Asian woman before I take my chances on a black woman. I don't know about Latinas. I don't know. I've heard some things. Nah, I don't know about Latinas.
But she is committed to being with a black man, which is limiting her opportunities, and time is ticking. So since so many black women are dedicated, want a black man, want bliss, black love, want that, they're not getting it. And I know for my own experience, where I wrote a book, Articulates, and a lot of you got that book, okay? It's available on Amazon, and I talk about how I literally went on literally one date, well, it was a couple dates, with this white man, because I was thinking, my friend tried to set me up. We're in a master's program. She tried to do a blind date and set me up. I didn't know he was a white guy, okay? But we went on a date. I tried to be open-minded, and I just couldn't do it. I was like, no, I want to be with a black man. And that has been probably my biggest detriment, because I should not just be with a black man, but mainly a black American. And I think we should look beyond that for women that are listening. Not to say get your passport, but because I think a lot of black women already have our passports. I know my daughter got hers like 18 months. But
man, y'all gonna have to pay for a man or something. No man wants an American black woman unless he's trying to use her. Men are gonna want you less in other countries. It's the opposite. When dudes get our passports, women want us more in other countries. Men want y'all less when y'all get out of the country. Y'all will learn. It's over. You can't be a feminine woman. It's too late. You're already stuck in your ways at this age. It's over. You're never going to be a good partner to anyone. Just focus on something else. Focus on writing another book. Write a whole fucking library.
Other blacks. There are black Americans in Europe. There are blacks in Europe. There's blacks in Switzerland. There's blacks in Australia. There's blacks in UK. Blacks in Caribbean. Blacks in Haiti. Blacks everywhere. But limiting ourselves to black Americans may be a problem. Because I said, this guy from the UK trying to talk to me. I was like, why did I not consider that? Okay. So just opening our minds may be very helpful, but it is our expectations.
If it was a high value UK man, she'd be with him right now. It wouldn't be no, why didn't I consider that? She turned him down. The type of guy who she think would be good enough to get with ain't fucking with her. Ain't coming within 10,000 miles of her.
Patient, a lot of black women to marry and be with black men, okay? So I want to just end with, why do so many black Americans have this high divorce rate? Due to sex and money. We talked about this before. Sex and money are the top two reasons why people get divorced. It's not because she got a degree. It's not because you don't love her, she don't love you. It's because if cheating wasn't even a part of the equation, let's just even remove infidelity, okay? Just between the two of you, being able to keep up your family, your home, that expectation, money can be a huge strain on your marriage. And sex, men usually want sex way more than women. But I found that women my age, my friends that are married, are dealing with them having a higher sex drive in their 40s than they ever had. And then their man, their husband's drive has gone down. So it varies. Every story is different, but it could be a disconnect. If he has a higher drive, she has a low one, then it flip-flops.
Bitches aren't loyal. That's why the black divorce rate is so high. Can we just simplify it like that? And we know how important, you know, dick is to black women. They'll divorce their husband over dick. New dick or because his dick stopped working. Look, relationships aren't all about sex. But look, man, why are you qualified to give any advice? You're not married from what I'm hearing. Shouldn't nobody listen to what the fuck you talking about?
Flops and flip-flops, but sex can be a major issue just between the two of you connecting. And it is something important for intimacy, you know, especially you're married. It's like, that's the whole, you know, goal. You want to be, not the goal, but you're excited to be married because you can do whatever you want with your wife and your husband, your spouse. Okay, you can have fun and enjoy it without, you know, people saying that you can't do it. Okay. And then there is systemic stress, historical trauma, not understanding each other's background as far as how you were raised and how you believe in certain things. Even child, if you have children, raising your children may be completely different. Maybe he believes in or she believes in, you know, punishments and whoopings and all this stuff, and you don't believe in that. What? There's certain stress, legacy of...
She's just making up shit now, y'all. Oh, my God. Yeah, black women want to run the show. See, marriage work when women are submissive and, you know, they following their man lead. When women try to grow a pair and run shit, that's when everything falls apart in a relationship.
Slavery, segregation, emotional stress, relationship stress, and then having issues within your own families. Like, maybe you don't like your in-laws, you don't like your mother-in-law. Those things are factors into the marriage. So I know we talk a lot about, you know, cheating, but I do want to move away from that because we already know so many people cheat. And they cheat because they want to. It's not because you did anything. Because when I told people that the last guy I was with and we were planning to be married and really loved each other and that he cheated on me, and they were like, okay, but why are you leaving him? And these are friends that have been married for years. And look,
yeah, because look, the key to a lifelong marriage is just never leave. The next motherfucker gonna cheat too. See, some women ain't stupid like that. Like, yeah, this motherfucker cheated, but man, I ain't going back on the dating market. That shit even worse. Shit, I punish him somehow for it, and we getting back to normal. That's good thinking on their part. Shit, I'm an old bitch. I ain't got nothing coming for me on the date market. I ain't leaving my nigga. I ain't about to let, you know, some bitch on the side ruin my life. Yeah, that bitch ain't retarded like you.
Picture perfect on Instagram. And I never would have thought that they had ever been cheated on. And they said, men cheat. How would you? So So what? What else can you do? And it's like that dream, that bubble that I thought, like, man, don't cheat.
With this new AI technology, you can generate unlimited children's storybook videos in minutes, even if you have zero technical experience. All the videos you see...
Yeah, life ain't a fairy tale. You know, newsflash.
It got popped. I had to start accepting that I will never accept that. If that's the case, then I don't ever want to be married. If I have to accept that all men cheat, and most men do, then I never want to be married. So I don't even need to talk about that anymore. If so many people cheat and they cheat on each other.
Let's be clear. Most men that women find desirable, top 10%, cheat probably. I don't think the bottom 80% of men cheat like that. I really don't. I think it's a myth. Now, I know more about women, and they only go after top 20% at worst. Yeah. I don't think men cheat as much as the world say they do.
Like, this is so ridiculous.
So, yeah, this is my last e-begging plea. I'm about to get off in 10 minutes, so if anybody want me to come back tonight bad enough, you might have to send in the whole bundle, the whole 15. Because I don't think we're going to meet goal with multiple donators. So, yeah, I'm getting off in 10 minutes. If y'all want me to come back in an hour or two and do another hour stream, somebody send in that 15. Links at the top of the chat.
But there's so many other factors that need to be talked about, need to be discussed. Blending your families, raising stepchildren, or just starting a new family without any children, and your expectations. Like, it needs to be more marital counseling online than a lot of the division that we have and a lot of these crazy talks just about cheating and everything. But these are some reasons why there are so many black women that are single. It's just not enough eligible black men that are on the same education level, same socioeconomic status. And even if you take those things away, that mindset is not aligned. So for those of you that are biblical, you understand you cannot be equally yoked with someone. You have to be equally yoked. And there is such a disconnect with that.
Man, look, ain't no equally yoked, man. You need to submit to a man. We ain't equally shit. Find a decent man who willing to put up with your shit, keep his dick sucked and his belly full, and shut the fuck up and follow his lead. It'd all be so simple if you just do that. It'd all be so smooth if you just did that.
And so you want to be on the same page with your partner in your relationships. You got to get beyond, oh, they look good. You know, the sex was good. You know, it's so much more to that in marriage, to actually really love each other. And even though I'm not married, I have seen some really great marriages, and I have seen some really great marriages just completely crumble right in front of my eyes.
You don't know what the fuck is going on in their household to say a marriage is great or to say it's bad because you heard a woman got cheated on. They might have a great marriage, the lady that got cheated on. He fucked up, big deal, he fucked up one time, okay. They could have a wonderful relationship. That was just a hiccup. Like, this lady don't know what the hell she's talking about.
And it has been because of internal things that had nothing to do with cheating. That literally had to do with the level of disrespect, even drug abuse, telling their wife to get an abortion. Like, even men are married and don't want to have more children. And the wife's, no, I want to. Like, this is what we, what? Why would you put that on me? So many other reasons, and we're not talking about those reasons, okay? So, black women are single for by choice at this point.
Y'all always say that. It's not by choice. Ain't nobody checking for you. Man, that's one of the biggest lies these dingbats say. I'm single by choice. It's a fucking lie. Every woman who ever said it was lying. Because single by choice mean, you know, if Brad Pitt come up in a fucking Ferrari talking about I follow your YouTube page and I'm really feeling you, I want to hang out with you, take you out on a date, you know, and after, you know, months of him charming, you'd be like, nah, I'm single by choice. You charming and everything, I know you rich and handsome, but nah, I'm single by choice. It's bullshit. You think if Denzel Washington pulled up in a Porsche and he got divorced, bars, and he was trying to holler at her and make, you know, her his next wife, she'd decline? She should if she's single by choice. Nah, Denzel, I can't even do it. I know you do your movie thing and I loved you in Training Day, but I can't even do it. I'm single by choice. The fuck out of here.
I know it's a choice for me. I'm over this conversation, but I did want to bring some light because you guys slammed me, dragged me for saying that so many black men were in married to or interracial marriages. But I did want to bring up a lot of black men do marry black women, but they are also divorced from black women. Over 60% end in divorce, and even those interracial marriages end in divorce. Pray about it, be selective, but make sure you are equally yoked. Any thoughts, any opinions, any comments, any advice?
Look, everybody knows that black women are horrible. Like, I know black criminals, black male criminals who are just cool people to hang around. Like, I may not agree with their lifestyle, but they cool. Everybody know black women aren't cool to hang around. Fucking period. Like, I feel like the general public knows that black male criminals would be better to chill in the elevator with than the average black woman. I think even most white people know that. Oh, my gosh. We're going to go over a couple TikToks and then I'm out of here. Let me just say this. If I don't get the $15 goal while I'm live, you know, if anybody listening to the replay tonight, if I get that $15 donation while I'm not live, I'll come back too. But let's go over a couple of TikToks and then I'm out.
Real job. Get a job that pays you an hourly wage.
Hey, what's up everyone? I hope you're all having a wonderful day or night. But for now, let's get into the video.
Get a real job. Get a job that pays you an hourly wage where you don't have to live off tips. It's not my job to pay your salary. Promise you, if that happens, this is what every dining experience at a restaurant is going to look for you from now on. I have some questions. Let me know when you figure out what you want to eat.
Right. Women would be themselves. Huge fucking cunts. And a lot of times, even if you are going to tip them or, you know, they are working for tips, they're still going to be a cunt. And that never made sense to me. Like, damn, you really can't help being a bitch even when your fucking own money depends on you not being a bitch.
It's not maybe in the U.S., perhaps, but outside of the U.S., not at all. So I live in Paris, I live in France, and here in France, waiters are paid a normal salary. It's not crazy, they're not millionaires, but they're paid a decent wage, enough to live off of. And tips are welcome, but they're not expected, they're not required, and even if you do tip, it's like a couple of euros. It's nothing like what it is in the U.S.
I don't know how it's like in the U.S., but I do know that's not gonna happen there either. There's no way for you to know from the beginning if you're gonna get tips or not. If you do want them, you're not gonna act like that. She's just mad her attitude is not bringing in any tips, and she doesn't understand why.
Getting cold out here. We need to tiki.
How about we?
Yup.
There's almost no smoke.
Cozy over here. Time to tiki.
That's easy.
Loving this warmth.
What if it was a simple...
I made a video talking about how I, me personally, would not move in with a man if I was going to have to split the rent bill down the middle. And it went so f***ing viral. I just want to...
Nobody want to be with you. No man with anything going on for himself would ever be with a woman like you. The only person you qualify for is the druggy guy who can't keep a job, the struggling tattoo artist. Like, cut it out.
Address angry men that are like, set them ring theory, you're a lesbian, you probably drive a Subaru Outback and you have daddy problems. It's like, really not that serious. And let me tell you guys something. Shock, horror, surprise. When my mother married my dad, he said, I know I love you because I want to take care of you. And they've been married and they are so happy and they are, yes, each other's best friend.
I bet you ain't shit like your mom. I bet your mom don't got a bunch of metal sticking out of her face and tattoos everywhere and a tattoo of Ren and Stimpy on her fucking arm. Just a wild guess.
Friends, and obviously they have a joint bank account, but my dad has always provided for that woman. My dad has built that woman a house with his bare hands. So if you think that you're gonna get me.
Get you? Why in the world would I do that to myself? Yes, they did have a joint account, but what? And it's fine, you don't want to pay for anything while you're in a relationship, that's great. Pay 100%.
Lesbian feta, what? Is this something that she sells? What in the fuck knuckles is this? Greek lesbian feta cheese? Lesbian cheese made from lesbian... I don't even want to know. I'm not even going to speculate.
But what? And it's fine, you don't want to pay for anything while you're in a relationship, that's great. Pay 100% of your bills instead of 50% because that makes a lot of sense. But going back to your mom and dad...
I mean, yeah, go ahead and keep paying 100% of your bills, you idiot. Instead of getting somebody to split your bills and save you half the money you're spending now. Yeah, but math isn't women's strong suit. All right, I'm getting off, fellas. If you want me to come back tonight, hit up the donation links while I'm gone. If not... I'll catch you guys Friday. Join a membership. Join me on an alternate platform. Links in the description. Maybe I'll see you later tonight. Maybe I won't. Peace, love, and happiness.